gentlemen, it is Tuesday, June 25th, 2024, and we have 132 days until the presidential election. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Owen Schroyer on the phone line to start the show today, just for the first segment. Chase Geiser is going to be hosting the first hour, and then I'm back in studio, second hour, to interview General Mike Flynn, a very important interview that I'm very much looking forward to. That's going to happen in the second hour, and then we will take calls in the third hour responding to that interview and more. In the meantime, the big news is Julian Assange finally being released from a maximum security prison. He spent 1,901 days in said prison for what? Well, for the crime of journalism. Now, this is a very important story for many reasons. Julian Assange and WikiLeaks have exposed what I think are unarguably can only be described as war crimes, how governments lie to their populations to get them to go to war. He exposed those during the Bush years. He exposed those during the Obama years. Now, in that time span, and then, of course, exposing the Democrats in 2016, you saw Julian Assange as a hero to the American left for exposing what was going on when Bush and Cheney were engaging in war crimes, in many people's views, all over the Middle East. But then when they were continuing at WikiLeaks to expose them during the Obama years, or then when they released the Democrat Party emails that certainly helped Trump in the 2016 election, all of a sudden the American left hated Julian Assange. But all Julian Assange did was provide transparency so that the American people could be more informed and make good decisions politically. But when you think about the importance of his work, exposing war crimes, exposing government lies, exposing in 2016 the internal workings and communications of the Democrat Party, much of which the mystery of has still not been fully explained. A lot of speculation, a lot of assumptions, a lot of things I think we understand. But of course, what am I talking about? We're talking about spirit cookings. If you weren't around in 2016, you might have missed it. Democrat officials, the Clinton Democrat Party, Hillary Clinton and the Podestas, spirit cookings with Marina Abramovich, where they take human feces, blood, and other specimens and rub it on the wall in some sort of a demon-like worship ceremony. I don't know how else to describe it, but that's what it is. This is in the Democrat Party emails, not to mention talking about children. Young children, minor children, in the hot tub for your entertainment. Weird words seeming to use pizza as a code language. Pizza parties, map-related pizza maps. And, of course, the $65,000 hot dog party that Barack Obama apparently was interested in having. This is the type of important work that Julian Assange did, and he suffered for a long time, and he should be viewed as a hero. A hero for exposing what he exposed, and a hero for not giving up his sources as well. But he's finally free. He's cut a deal, apparently, with the Department of Justice. The details we're still waiting on. But Trump needs to come out and say he would give Julian Assange a full pardon. And I'm curious what role now Julian Assange is going to play in the 2024 elections. Certainly, the Biden administration could consider pardoning him for some political points that they so desperately need. But I get the feeling that Hillary Clinton still has some pull inside the Democrat Party. Who knows? Maybe Hillary Clinton is the reason why Julian Assange was rotting in a prison for 1,900 days. So I don't know if Joe Biden would even be allowed to pardon Julian Assange, because that's Hillary Clinton's scalp that he's getting punished for exposing her. So let's remember the important work of Julian Assange and what a hero he truly is. We're going to have more on that coming up. Chase Geiser taking over. I'll be back in studio second hour with a very important interview. General Mike Flynn. See you then.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your host, Chase Geyser, exposing the deep state on The War Room.
Welcome to The War Room, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, your host for 1 hour during this broadcast today. Ellen Schroyer will be back in studio at the top of the next hour, joined by General Flynn. And there's so much to cover. I'm not really going to touch on the Julian Assange stuff much this hour because you're going to get a lot of that in the next hour, and I want to give Owen the opportunity to cover that for you guys. But obviously, that's the major news of the last 24 hours. I've got a litany of clips on the desk here and articles on the desk from InfoWars.com. I always try to prioritize content from InfoWars.com specifically to cover on the show just to give you a taste of what's going on. And let's just start with this clip number 16. That was so good. The View praises CNN dumping Trump spokesperson mid-interview. The harpies of The View couldn't contain their excitement over CNN anchor Casey Hunt's move to cut off her interview with Trump campaign press secretary Caroline Leavitt on Monday. Let's run this clip and unpack it.
You know, the first presidential debate of 2024 is airing on CNN on Thursday, but already it's mired in controversy after you know whose campaign press secretary was yanked from the network this morning. Take a look.
President Trump is knowingly going into a hostile environment on this very network on CNN with debate moderators who have made their opinions about him very well known over the past 8 years and their biased coverage of him.
My colleagues, Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, have acquitted themselves as professionals as they have covered campaigns and interviewed candidates from all sides of the aisle. I'll also say that if you talk to analysts of debates previous, that if you're attacking the moderators, you're usually losing. What do you expect from Joe Biden?
Well, first of all, it would take someone 5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump, to see that Jake Tapper has consistently frequently likened President Trump to Adolf Hitler.
I'm going to stop this interview if you continue to attack my colleagues. I would like to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who you work for.
I am stating facts that your colleagues have stated in the past.
Okay,
now,
as I'm
for
sorry,
this
guys.
Debate,
we're going to come back out to the panel.
For,
Caroline, thank you very much for your time.
And they just revel in it. That's enough of that clip because they go on for 9 minutes and just a litany of retarded rhetoric. but they just love it. They think she's so cool. But imagine a press outlet, a media outlet that cuts people off for attacking the claims of the media outlet. I mean, even here at InfoWars, we've been under attack relentlessly for almost 30 years now, especially in the last 8 years. Basically, ever since Donald Trump was elected in 2016, InfoWars has been under attack from the right and the left, and we fight back, we attack back, because we realize that both the right and the left are culpable for all of the ills that we face as the American people. It's fairly simple. But you have Alex Jones on his show having rabbis on to debate, having the Fuentes of the world on to debate. And it just goes to show the difference in character between this network and so many other networks. You know, there's something amazing that I've noticed. I've had the privilege of visiting a number of other networks since I started working here as a guest. I did a little bit of a podcast tour for my book. And I will say, there is something very special and different about this place, InfoWars, versus other networks and other platforms. And one of the things that I noticed specifically, and I'm not going to name any names here because I don't want to be rude and I don't want to inadvertently create enemies unnecessarily. But if you walk by Alex's office here at InfoWars, it is the most humble, small office. I mean, my office here at InfoWars is bigger, more spacious, more convenient, nicer than Alex's office. This is a man who doesn't care at all about the lifestyle and the fame or the notoriety or having the biggest office or the corner office or the biggest windows or any of the vanity or superficial details typically associated with major network heads. And that's what he is. He's the head of a major network. InfoWars, with an audience larger than CNN in many cases, if not every day. Larger than Fox News, especially now that Tucker's gone on many days. Millions of listeners every day, not to count tens of millions of viewers and listeners if you consider the views and metrics of the different clips that get uploaded, both by us on all the social media platforms as well as by our listeners that go viral. Even though we're banned on TikTok and Instagram, even though we're banned on Facebook and YouTube, we still go viral more often than the likes of CNN or other major news outlets. And I've visited other networks where they have giant glass offices. And I've heard stories of Matt Lauer with his button under the desk that could remotely lock the door across the room. And it just goes to show the lack of vanity here. We're willing to have the critics on to talk. We're willing to reach out to the other side, to the enemies of freedom, to the enemies of free speech, to the enemies of InfoWars, and talk to them on the show to face our opponents head on any day, anytime. And then you have this example of CNN coming out and not even allowing somebody representing the leading candidate for president of the United States to speak any sort of criticism of colleagues. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Frankly, it's embarrassing, but it goes to show how sensitive they are about their weakness. They are acting like a beat dog. They are acting like a rescue dog. They don't trust you. If you try to pet them, if you try to confront them or deal with them, they're just going to lash out and bite because they can't handle the fact that they know deep down they're in a very vulnerable position. They know deep down that they're in a position of weakness. And out of that terror, that fear of their own vulnerability, they do anything they can to just live in denial that anyone who would ever criticize them even exists. And they don't want their audience to realize that they don't have a monopoly on thought. They don't have a monopoly on free speech or press or perspectives or ideas. They don't have a monopoly on the truth. And as soon as someone comes on air on a CNN or an MSNBC or even a Fox News these days and expresses any sort of criticism, it shows to their audience that there is not actually a monopoly of thought. There is not a universal consensus as to what networks are telling the truth, what perspectives are the most accurate. And that terrifies them. They are dying, and everything that we are seeing from them is a lashing out against this death. They do not want to go quietly into the night, but they want to make sure that you're quiet as they die. They don't want to be laying on their deathbed with anybody sitting next to them saying, "I told you so, you evil traitors." And so they can't even handle the criticism. I mean, a real professional in that situation, a real professional would have that conversation, defend the colleagues, make the counter arguments, and make the spokesperson for the Trump campaign look stupid if it was even possible, even if they had to really pull some strings or stretch to do it. You don't even have to be right to win a debate. I mean, how many times have you seen the likes of Destiny or others win a debate despite the fact that they're blatantly wrong? Now, recently, Destiny hasn't won many debates because he's debated formidable opponents like Jordan Peterson and others. But there are countless examples of Destiny engaging in debates where he just mows down the competition, the opposition, because he's smart and he prepares. So I'm not even saying that CNN has to be right or correct in order to make someone like that look stupid. If they're just prepared for this debate, if they realize that they're having an antagonist, an opponent on their show, why is it that they can't muster up the courage and the conviction and the fortitude and the strength to simply fight back and look awesome? I wouldn't agree with them. We would probably cover it and tear it down the next day on this very network if that were the case, because obviously the side of truth is not on the side of CNN. But the fact that they just have to shut down their opposition is such a small example that can be extrapolated to the entire worldview of these leftists, that they understand they are wrong, they understand they are dying, they understand that they are losing, and their only strategy is to silence the opposition, to shut down the opposition whenever possible, wherever possible, on every single medium. Where if you say something out of line on social media, they'll send their army of bots to reach out to your employer to try to get you fired. Where if you say anything on social media that even has a semblance of a violation of terms of service conditions for those platforms, they will mass report to try to get you silenced. I mean, we understand that the main reason that these institutions, whether it's CNN, the DOJ, the federal government on the whole, CIA, FBI, these three-letter agencies, we understand that the main reason these agencies, these networks, this institution, this political class is so averse to Elon Musk and what's happened with X is because they see freedom of speech itself as an existential threat. And frankly, it is an existential threat for them. Freedom of speech will kill them because their entire business model is built off of lie after lie after lie, and lies cannot live in the context of the truth. That's why censorship almost always censors the truth so lies can be propped up. It never really censors lies, does it? It always censors the truth, and that's why these major media outlets and our government is trying to bring down the likes of Elon Musk or X or the likes of InfoWars, because they understand that they will wither and die as long as the truth is broadcast on a massive scale. And while the Brian Stelters and the Don Lemons and all the other litany of hosts are fired from network after network, as they have for the last 4 years, as these mainstream networks struggle and go out of business and try to pivot over and over again because what they're doing is never working, because they don't realize the problem is the lies, not even the business model. We see that InfoWars is still on the air. It's in a very dangerous and vulnerable position. You should go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help keep us on the air. There is a narrow way through, but we're still on the air. I mean, Alex Jones, under all the attacks that he's faced over the course of the last 4, 6, 8, 30 years, is one of the only major media hosts still on the air. I mean, just think of the list of major media hosts who aren't on the air. Brian Stelter, Matt Lauer, Don Lemon, Cuomo's. They're all gone. They were all outlived by InfoWars, all outlived by Alex Jones, while they mocked and acted as if we were going to lose, we were going to get shut down, we were going to be silenced, we were going to die, we were going to face justice for our fake news, which we used as a tool to sell supplements to make tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, for Alex Jones, who lives some glorious lifestyle beyond the means of any average American. Well, he's the one still on the air because he's the one that's been the closest to the pulse of the truth over and over again. This network, which I am so damn proud to work at, has been the closest to the truth. Not perfect, but the closest to the truth over and over again for decade after decade. And that's why they hate us. They don't hate us because of anything that we got wrong. They hate us because of everything that we get right. Whether it's weapons of mass destruction, whether it's the Patriot Act, whether it's the vaccines, whether it's the impeachment, whether it's the Russian collusion hoax, whether it's the Hunter Biden laptop, whether it's Biden having cognitive decline and being hopped up on amphetamines, we have been right every time on every major issue, on every important issue, and right before anyone else. I guarantee we have had to issue fewer corrections to any of our journalism than any other of these outlets. Per article, if you look at the average of corrections needed versus articles published, and you compare us to the CNNs or the MSNBCs or the Fox Newses or the New York Times or the Wall Street Journals or any other of these leftist outlets controlled by the deep state, literally since Project Mockingbird, controlled by the deep state, InfoWars has had to issue fewer corrections. I bet you the number is astounding. And this is why it's more important now than ever that you go to InfoWarsStore.com. I know that there are concerns among listeners, diehard InfoWarriors, frankly, American heroes out there, you guys. about whether or not we're going to make it. I don't know. I'd say 50-50, 60-40 that we do. It seems like every week that goes by, we have fewer and fewer options, fewer and fewer strategies, viable alternatives to death. But one thing is for sure. We are not going to let this network fail because our audience is too scared to order something on InfoWarsStore.com because they don't know whether they're going to get it. I'm asking you to bet on InfoWars right now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get Nitric Boost. Get Brain Force Ultra. Get Brain Force Plus. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, which is back in stock as of yesterday, as I understand it. These products are amazing. I believe you will get them if you order them. We have an important hearing tomorrow, but I believe that we're going to be okay for the foreseeable future. Order now because we have to show financial viability, financial profitability over the course of the next several months if our strategy forward is going to be successful. And while these mainstream networks lie, we will continue to tell the truth. We will be saved by the info warriors out there. We don't cover the news and broadcast so that we can sell supplements, folks. We sell supplements so that we can cover the news and broadcast. That's what the warped left doesn't understand, because all these other outlets, whether it's CNN, New York Times, MSNBC, these major legacy media outlets, they all cover the news so that they can sell advertisement. And they don't cover things like problems with vaccines because the major pharmaceutical companies account for 70% of their ad revenue. They don't cover things like how much better Tesla is than the other major automotive companies because so much of their ad revenue comes from the other major automotive companies. They are the ones with the conflicts of interest because they have to cater to third-party advertisers as part of their business model to fund their operation. So they lie to you on behalf of the government so they don't get broken up, commandeered. And they lie to you on behalf of their third-party advertisers because they're so scared of losing sponsors. And when that started to happen to us years ago, Alex was one of the first, if not the first, leaders in media to realize that in order to cover the news efficiently, profitably, and honestly, we had to sell our own products. That way, we don't have to sell out to anyone. We don't have to worry about whether we're going to offend donors or offend sponsors. We don't have to side with the Republicans or the Democrats every single time. We just have to side with the truth. And that's why InfoWarsStore.com is this narrow way to allow us to reach millions upon millions of people every single day and still tell the truth without a single conflict of interest, unlike any other major media platform or network in the history of media, folks. I mean, it's brilliant stuff. And you have the CRO with his filings about the incompetence of Alex Jones. You realize that normies always perceive brilliant men as incompetent. You realize that normies always perceive brilliance as mediocre or lackluster. I mean, you realize that the board of directors of Apple fired Steve Jobs because they thought he was incompetent, and it resulted almost in the death of their company in the 90s until he came back and saved the company with the iPhone and the iPod and all of the major innovations. What we're facing right now is an entire population, an entire industry of normies. I'm talking about double-digit IQs leading major media outlets, much of this because of diversity, equity, and inclusion resulting in just total incompetence at the highest levels of our media institutions, not understanding the brilliance of brilliant men. And I'm not saying this to kiss Alex's ass. He's got problems. He's not perfect. Don't get me wrong. I've worked with him very closely. I know him very well. I understand that he's a human being. He's not a god. He's not a prophet. He's just a very talented, brilliant human being. And all of these criticisms come from people who just don't understand the level of competence that allows for this operation with like 47 employees to get more views than CNN with however many hundreds of employees. That to make more of an impact than our own government's effort at disinformation. You realize the entire federal government is coming out against this network with 47 employees wearing Iron Maiden t-shirts in the back, broadcasting the truth. The entire government is trying to shut us down, and they have failed, and they've been trying for 8 years. The same government that won World War II. I know we've lost basically every single war, but the same government that successfully created the propaganda war for the war on terror that got us into conflict out of conflict, resulting in the death of millions upon millions of people, can't figure out a way to keep these 47 people from coming to work. I mean, it's pathetic. But it's a testament to the strength of the truth, and that is what terrifies the leftists so much. Leftists, whether they're Republican or Democrat, they are leftists. These institutionalized bureaucrats who would go and lie and cheat and swindle and deceive and just sell their souls to Satan for the sake of a little political success, a little power, a little kickback from the American people who are working 20 hours a day to try to make ends meet in Biden's economy. And they can't win against the truth. I am just praying that, like so many times before in the history of mankind, and the leftists will say, oh, it's humankind now, don't say mankind. In the history of mankind, so many times before, right when evil seems like it's about to win, just like in all of our movies, whether it's Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter or another blockbuster like Star Wars, right when the empire seems like it's about to win, good people wake up just in the nick of time. They come together. There's some miracle. Han Solo comes in the Millennium Falcon out of nowhere and saves the day, saves good. From death, from murder by the hands of evil. I am praying that we can get that to happen one more time, not just for the sake of this network, but for the sake of this country and by proxy, for the sake of the world and humanity itself. And it depends on you. It depends on you listening, downloading, sharing, going to InfoWarsStore.com. You can literally save humanity. I'm not just saying that because I'm trying to sell supplements. I mean, I am trying to inspire you. I pray for the Spirit of God to enter me so that I can inspire you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Nitric Boost, get Brain Force Plus, get Brain Force Ultra, get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, get any number of these products. They are all amazing, top of the line, the best, and we sell them ourselves so we don't have to sell out the truth for the sake of a bottom line. I am praying that you go right now and be the reason that we're still on the air, because we need you now more than ever. And every time that we have called upon you to help us, you have come through. Every time we have needed a miracle, there has been one. We need one now. You are patriots. We are all patriots. There is no call we do not answer. There is no faith that we betray. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and pick up any of our products. This is going to save this network and potentially this country come this election on the 5th of November. Now, we're coming up on a break in about a minute. We're going to cover Karine Jean-Pierre making claims that rampant inflation is not going to impact Joe Biden. We're going to cover documents showing that the COVID shot takes over the entire human body and Alex Jones's prediction of that in 2020. We're going to cover Tapper comparing Donald Trump to Hitler. Major media outlets saying Joe Biden is going to be very energized because they know he's going to be hopped up on amphetamines. We're going to talk about Hillary Clinton proposing killing Assange with drone strikes, Biden's task force to combat cheap fakes, which is going to be our word very soon, and Trump's recent speech calling out the disproportionate attacks on his blunders versus Joe Biden's, how unfair they are. But obviously, the truth is under assault. Obviously, humanity itself is under assault. So stick with us, please. Visit InfoWarsStore.com. Get Nitric Boost or any of the other products. Be the reason that we are still on the air. And please save America. We'll be right back in about 4 minutes, folks.
The elite are all about transcendence and living forever and the secrets of the universe, and they want to know all this. Some are good, some are bad, some are a mix. But the good ones don't ever want to organize. The bad ones didn't want to organize because they lust after power. Powerful consciousnesses don't want to dominate other people. They want to empower them, so they don't tend to get together until things are really late in the game. Then they come together. Evil's always defeated because good is so much stronger. And we're on this planet, and Einstein's physics showed it, Max Planck's physics showed it, all. There's at least 12 dimensions. And now that's why all the top scientists and billionaires are coming out saying it's a false hologram. It is artificial. The computers are scanning it and finding tension points where it's artificially projected, and gravity's bleeding in to this universe. That's what they call dark matter. So we're like a thought or a dream that's a wisp in some computer program, some God's mind, whatever. They're proving it all. It's all coming out. Now, there's like this sub-transmission zone below the third dimension that's just turned over to the most horrible things, what it resonates to. And it's trying to get up into the third dimension that's just a basic level consciousness to launch into the next levels. And our species is already way up at the fifth, sixth dimension, consciously our best people. But there's this big war trying to, like, basically destroy humanity because humanity has free will, and there's a decision to which level we want to go to. We have free will, so evil's allowed to come and contend, not just good. And the elites themselves believe they're racing, using human technology to try to take our best minds and build some type of breakaway civilization where they're going to merge with machines, transcend, and break away from the failed species that is man, which is kind of like a false transmission because they're thinking what they are is ugly and bad, projecting it onto themselves instead of believing, no, it's a human test about building us up. And so Google was set up 18, 19 years ago. This was, I knew about this before it was declassified. I'm just saying I have good sources. That they wanted to build a giant artificial system. And Google believes that the first artificial intelligence will be a supercomputer based on the neuron activities of the hive mind of humanity with billions of people wired into it with the Internet of Things. And so all of our thoughts go into it, and we're actually building a computer that has real neurons in real time that's also psychically connected to us, that are organic creatures, so that they will have current prediction powers, future prediction powers, a true crystal ball. But the big secret is, once you have a crystal ball and know the future, you can add stimuli beforehand and make decisions that control the future. And so then it's the end of consciousness and free will for individuals, as we know, and a true 2.0 in a very bad way, hive mind consciousness with an AI jacked into everyone, knowing our hopes and dreams, delivering it to us, not in some PKD wirehead system where we plug in and give up on consciousness because of unlimited pleasure, but because we were already wired in and absorbed before we knew it by giving over our consciousness to this system, our daily decisions that it was able to manipulate and control into a larger system. There's now a human counterstrike taking place to shut this off before it gets fully into place and to block these systems and to try to have an actual debate about where humanity goes and cut off the pedophiles and psychic vampires that are in control of this AI system before humanity's destroyed.
Right.
But this is an interdimensional force that wants to influence us to build something that absorbs us and kills us rather than the divine free will we're given to build something much better that empowers the species.
Get your big brain on with Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support the InfoWar.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Where critical thinking meets the pursuit of truth, it's The War Room with your host, Chase Geyser.
Welcome back to The War Room, folks. I am Chase Geyser, your host this afternoon for the next 27 minutes before the great Owen Schroyer takes over and has General Michael Flynn on the show. That's going to be an amazing interview. I can't wait to listen to that. Let's dive into some of these clips here. Karine Jean-Pierre claims rampant inflation won't hurt Biden during the first debate. I know this clip is long, guys, but I'm just going to run a couple of minutes of it, and then I'll pull us out. Let's do clip number two here. Karine Jean-Pierre claims rampant inflation won't hurt Biden.
Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Karine, good morning. It's good to see you.
Thank you so much, Willie. Thanks for having me.
So take us, if you will, to Camp David this morning, where President Biden has been for the last several days and will be for a couple of more ahead of Thursday night's debate in Atlanta. What does the prep look like?
Yeah.
How is he preparing?
So look, I'm going to be really mindful. I can't break the Hatch Act from here. As you know, when there is an opportunity for this president to speak to millions of Americans, he shows up and he meets the moment. So obviously the president's going to look forward to Thursday doing just that, laying out what he normally does, what he's done the last 3.5 years, how he's going to continue to build on the economy. We're talking about historic numbers in creating jobs, low unemployment rate, and not forgetting that we can't leave communities that have been normally left behind, right? He wants to make sure we build an economy for all. And there's a contrast there. We have, on the other side, we have congressional Republicans, we have extreme Republicans who want to give tax breaks to billionaires, give tax breaks to corporations. That's what they want to continue to do. Let's not forget, they continue to talk about cutting Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. That's not what our president wants to do. He wants to expand health care. And just yesterday, we talked about Dobbs' decision and how the Dobbs decision ripped away fundamental rights for women across the country. The president is going to continue to fight for those rights. And you heard directly, obviously, on the show interview with Mika, with the vice president. And she laid that out in a way that is really true to where we are as an administration and what we've been saying for the past 2 years.
If former President Trump can talk policy on Thursday, which remains an open question. We'll see what kind of performer he is that night. One of the places he's undoubtedly going to go is to inflation, which everybody across the country is feeling, despite all that economic data we talk about all the time that is so strong. The economy's thriving. Talk about things costing too much. He'll look into the camera maybe and say, you know that your cereal costs too much. He'll go down the list of groceries and gas. How will the president address that criticism?
So here's the thing. This is something that we've been talking about for some time, right? The economy. And you're right. The data shows that the economy is indeed strengthening. It's stronger. And we understand that we came out of a pandemic, a once-in-a-century pandemic. And the work that this president did with, from the American Rescue Plan to the bipartisan infrastructure legislation to the Inflation Reduction Act, all of these historic pieces of legislation has helped this country get back on its feet. So, yes,
unbelievable.
You know, eggs and
so
milk
all they
and
have,
grocery things that were up.
All they have is data. And let me tell you something, folks. I've got a background in advertising. I have a background in marketing. Nobody cares about the specs and features of your product. Nobody cares about data when they're getting calls from collection agencies. Nobody cares about the federal government coming out and saying that unemployment is at record lows when you're working three crappy jobs to make ends meet. Nobody cares about claims from the federal government that incomes are on the rise when everyone's experiencing inflation and going further and further into debt every single month. You realize foreclosures are up like 3% year over year. Things are getting worse in major ways. People are failing to pay their mortgages, let alone failing to raise enough money to actually get into a house. And if they do get into a house, the interest rates are so high that it's untenable. I mean, it's totally unaffordable to live in the United States of America today, especially in any city or suburb of major city, under Biden's economy. And so they can come out and they can twist statistics, they can twist facts as much as they want, they can twist data, and they can just spew numbers at people. But when push comes to shove, everybody knows that everything, economically speaking, totally sucks right now. It totally sucks. Everyone is broke. Everyone is struggling. Everyone is feeling the pain at the gas pump. Everyone is astonished and astounded when they go to the grocery store, when they see the prices of things, including chicken, which is up 41%. While for some reason, chicken farmers are experiencing mass fires on multiple locations. I mean, you guys have seen reports of that, right? I know we've covered it here. They spread them out. It happens every few months. But how many dozens of just catastrophic fires have been set, resulting in the eradication or elimination of chicken coop after chicken coop in this country? Major farms, major livestock deaths. I mean, even here in Austin, Texas, one of our most popular fast food restaurants is a place called P. Terry's. It's amazing. Alex loves it. And they have a note that they sent out. I wish I would have grabbed a screenshot of it. I didn't know it was going to come up today. My wife took a picture of it last time she took the kids through the drive-thru for burgers and a milkshake. They have a note that says, sorry, we had to increase our prices because the cost of chicken is up 41%. And we take pride in having low prices and high quality, but we just can't do it anymore at the current price. It doesn't make sense for us financially, economically, from a business standpoint, to charge as little as we've been charging. We had to raise the price. So instead of $16 or whatever, it's like $19 for the same stuff. And everybody is feeling that on a massive scale, and it doesn't matter what numbers Biden memorizes right before he consumes a concoction of amphetamines and caffeine and nootropics. He's probably taken a bunch of Brain Force Plus in addition to his amphetamines before the debate on Thursday night. Because nobody's going to care about the claims of a senile old man on national television when they know that they're having trouble going to sleep at night because they're so stressed out about whether or not they can make ends meet. The other thing about this debate is we know that any gaffe or mispronunciation that Trump makes is going to be blown up by the mainstream news over and over again in the following days after this debate. But all of the gaffes, the inevitable gaffes and mistakes and embarrassments, frankly, humiliations that Joe Biden is going to suffer during the debate will be totally ignored by every mainstream network. It will be upon podcasters and networks like InfoWars to tell the truth about who screwed up the most during this debate. Let's run clip number 8 here. This is Trump calling out fake news for covering up Biden blunders. Run it.
Actually, they take a perfect, brilliant, beautiful statement that I make. I go for 2 hours without teleprompters. And if I say one word slightly out, they say he's cognitively impaired. Whereas Biden can run into walls. He can fall off the stage. He can fall up the stairs. He falls up.
He can
turn around. Listen to this. From 20,000 feet, a paratrooper is landing right in front of him. Everybody, all the foreign leaders, they're watching. And he turns around to look at a tree.
Unbelievable. Right? Now, and we're going to run clip number 12 here next. Biden campaign says he will see a very energized Joe Biden at the debate. This is a very short clip, but I want you to watch this because they know that they're going to hop him up with drugs. 12.
You're going to see a very energized President Biden who is looking forward to having these direct conversations with Donald Trump on Thursday night in Atlanta.
Unbelievable. How do they know he's going to be so energized? How do they know how he's feeling personally? Oh, it's the amphetamines. Oh, it's because they're going to hop him up like he's trying to invade Poland in 2 weeks. That's how they know. He's got his own little doctor following him around, injecting him with amphetamines to try to make him coherent for 30 minutes at a time. I don't think they can get him coherent for 90 minutes, folks. Not at 9 p.m. Eastern time. I mean, this debate's not even going to be over until 10:30 at night. He's been sundowned for 6 hours every other day of the week by this time. This is an incredibly dangerous situation here. I don't know why they're doing it. Maybe this is a play to get him out. Maybe they're trying to use this disaster as an excuse to replace him at the DNC. We'll see. More news on the other side. All right, folks. BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consume for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, BrainForce Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen, because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.
What do you make of the attempt to take January 6th, which we know was a federally provocateur event at many levels, there were also some useful idiots that got sucked into it, in my view, to now project on that, no, it's not radical Islam that's the big threat, it's not communist China that's the threat, it's the American people and patriots that are the threat, and with straight faces, the CIA has come out and said, oh, we believe a civil war has already begun. We're going to have to arrest all the leadership. I mean, this is what a real authoritarian takeover looks like historically.
The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
The most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland, white supremacists.
The most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today, white supremacy is terrorism.
Can you speak to that with your historic understanding?
I expect something. Again, another distraction, I expect, because of what was staged on January 6th and what was staged up in Michigan to kidnap, you know, the fake kidnapping of the governor up in Michigan, Whitmer. I think we're going to see staged events. I really do. I mean, I really do think that, do not put past this administration, but their thugs in some cases that they have access to, do not put it past them to stage something.
Say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the War Room, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser. This is the final segment that I will be hosting of the War Room today. You will be joined by the great Owen Schroyer and General Michael Flynn in just a few minutes, so stick with us. Make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com. It's more important now than ever that you purchase any number of our amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com to help keep us on the air in this final fight for the very life of InfoWars into this election season. So we're covering the obvious double standard as far as cheap fakes are concerned, gaffes are concerned, where anytime Trump makes any single mistake, they blow it up as much as possible. And then anytime Biden makes a mistake, they totally disregard it. And they say that that mistake is a cheap fake, a word which will soon be ours. Biden campaign launches task force to combat alleged cheap fakes, urges media support. So you have the president of the United States calling out to major mainstream media outlets, urging support for his campaign. I mean, that seems inherently sort of a conflict of interest itself. It seems a little bit like an ethics violation that you have the White House pressuring mainstream media to support him in his cheap fake counter attack, his cheap fake campaign, where they want everyone to totally disregard any of his mistakes. He wants to weaponize the mainstream media in order to help him get elected. He's trying to weaponize private industry in order to help him get elected, similar to how we've seen time and time again from our federal government that they weaponize private businesses in order to violate the rights of the American people. I mean, the most famous example of this has been the Twitter files or the Facebook files, where it's proven. You have Mark Zuckerberg going on Joe Rogan and admitting that they're getting phone calls from the CIA, that they're having regular meetings with the CIA, where the CIA is requesting the deplatforming and censorship of specific accounts of American citizens. They're requesting specific policies of these major private businesses. They're publicly traded, but they're private businesses, to violate our freedom of speech rights, our freedom of the press rights, because they understand, the federal government understands, that it is illegal for it to directly silence the American people. So it has to weaponize private businesses in order to do this by proxy. Just like we're fighting a war with Russia through Ukraine as a proxy, the government is fighting a war against the American people through these major big tech companies as proxies. I mean, we've gone into details about how Google is censoring search results to try to sway the vote to the tune of 5 to 10 million votes. I mean, that's a substantial number of voters, certainly enough to sway any major federal election. We have these tech companies silencing stories like Hunter Biden's laptop story. We have the CIA and the federal government pressuring citizens to wage civil lawsuits against the likes of InfoWars so that we can be taken off of the air through civil court, because they know they don't have crap on us in terms of criminal court because we don't break any laws. And now we have the Biden campaign launching a task force to combat alleged cheap fakes, urging the media to support just more swamp deep state crap. All while the likes of Jake Tapper compare Donald Trump to Hitler. Oh, Trump is the one that's Hitlerian, despite the fact that Joe Biden has funded Nazis in Ukraine billions upon billions of dollars, $63 billion on Hitler's birthday this year, April 20th. This is clip number 17 of Jake Tapper comparing Trump to Hitler.
The dehumanizing rhetoric of Adolf Hitler is once again alive and well on a national political stage. This time, of course, in the United States. Donald Trump, a couple times over the weekend, referred to immigrants from South America, Africa, and Asia. He did not mention Europe. South America, Africa, and Asia as, quote, poisoning the blood of our country, which it's not hyperbole. That does very directly echo Adolf Hitler's language before World War II. To open up a copy of Hitler's Mein Kampf, you would find the Nazi leader describing the mixing of non-Germans with Germans as poisoning. There's really no other way to say it. Donald Trump's language mirrors this directly.
The other thing I wanted to get into is this weekend, Trump suggested that the UFC should start a migrant fight club. Let's listen to that.
Dana, I have an idea for you to make a lot of money. You're going to go and start a new migrant fight league. Migrants, only migrants. And then at the end of the year, the champion migrant is going to fight your champion. And I hate to tell you, Dana, I think the migrant might win. That's how tough they are.
They're just getting comfortable now. They're going to start hitting us very hard. These people are bad.
This is ugly stuff.
Yeah, I find it really disgusting. You know, my grandparents were immigrants. Everybody's parents came here, or grandparents as immigrants at some point. And he just keeps throwing so much red bait to the base of his party. I know what he's doing. Anybody who's done campaigns for more than 30 seconds knows what he's doing. But at a certain point, you know, it just crosses the line over and over again. And I see it in focus group after focus groups about folks just thinking that he's good and crazy. And this weekend just reinforced that.
Scott. Well, in a way only Donald Trump can, he is drawing attention to the violent activity that we have seen in places all over this country.
Have you seen too many gladiator movies?
You can worry about it, the rhetoric, or you can worry about the murders, the rapes, the kidnappings that we've seen in a lot of these different stories. This is a big part of their campaign.
It's dehumanizing rhetoric, Scott.
Would you say it is more or less dehumanizing than murdering and raping someone?
Well, Scott,
I mean, honestly,
there's been this influx at the border, and crime has been coming down in a pretty major way.
Are you denying that we have had a number of incidents in this country recently?
Are you denying that crime is coming down in this country?
Where people have been
murdered,
raped?
Are you denying that crime is coming down as there is this influx at the border? Are you denying that?
I'm not denying statistics, but I'm also here to say that there are.
You realize, folks, that crime is coming down because the FBI changed all of its reporting standards. So many municipalities in the United States of America are not accurately reporting crimes to the federal government. So the crime's not really going down. And certainly migrant crime isn't going down. So even if overall crime was going down for some reason, maybe it's because we're not in a pandemic anymore, so domestic violence has gone down because when you coop up abusive marriages in a house during a lockdown, crime goes up. And then when the pandemic's over, they say, oh, crime has gone way down. There's way less domestic violence. But we're talking about migrant crime. This is definitely going up. That's the first factor. The second factor is we know that the municipalities, the cities, are not accurately reporting crime statistics to the federal government because the new reporting policies are so cumbersome, not conducive to an efficient reporting system, that it's just not getting reported accurately. Even if overall crime was going down, you're comparing it to bad data during the pandemic, this fluke thing that Karine Jean-Pierre loves to call on as an excuse for a bad economy, but then won't call on as the explanation for why crime statistics are going down, because domestic violence has gone down because people aren't cooped up in their houses. And then they're totally disregarding the fact that there is rape after rape, stabbing after stabbing, robbery after robbery, shooting after shooting as a result of the fact that we've let over 10 million people illegally into this country, hundreds of thousands of them from terrorist-run countries, and now our government's trying to get us to take refugees from Gaza when virtually everyone there hates us because we funded the carpet bombing of the entire region for decades? And I'm not taking a side on the Gaza-Israel thing. I don't care one way or the other. I'm America first. And not only am I America first, I'm America only. Only. I care about my kids more than any kids in Gaza. I care about my wife more than any wives in Israel. I'm sorry, I do. I'm not even sorry. That's a lie. I shouldn't even say it. I'm not even going to apologize for this. America first, America only. The crimes are going up. Our people are vulnerable to terrorist attacks. Even our own government admits that we're at an all-time high in terms of risk of a terrorist attack. And so while they're censoring us, while they're attacking us from the federal government, while the Biden regime is trying to weaponize major media outlets to hide his gaffes and call them cheap fakes, while our federal government is trying to silence us and censor us through private institutions like Google and other big tech institutions, while OpenAI and other artificial intelligence conglomerates are trying to regulate the competition out so they have a monopoly on artificial intelligence so they can manipulate the psychology of the masses indefinitely until the death of humanity itself, we have an attack on our food supply as well. Not only are they burning the chicken coops all over the country, but now we have these bizarre videos, I can clip 10 here, of rubber fruit zombies. What is this? Run 10. Clip 10, please.
Are Costco and Whole Foods selling fake fruits? I've been hearing about this, but check out what's happening to these people.
When she opens it and she breaks it in half, it gets very tough and doesn't really break. And if, when it pulls, it's like it's glue.
Like, it's not even breaking, like, at all. Like it.
All right, so our food supply is totally jacked up. If you want the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients associated with fruits and vegetables, I highly recommend that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get them from Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Back in stock, 10,000 units of it yesterday. It's going to sell out very quickly. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's the best multivitamin on the market, and it keeps InfoWars on the air at a time when InfoWars is needed more than ever. Stay tuned for Owen Schroyer on the other side.
A warning to America. 25 ways the U.S. is being destroyed in under 2 minutes. 1. Open borders and illegal immigration. 2. Rampant crime and unsafe cities. 3. Mass addiction and fentanyl. 4. Election insecurity and interference. 5. The educational indoctrination of children. 6. The asymmetrical weaponization of justice. 7. The destruction of private property rights. 8. Inflation and debt. 9. The global depopulation agenda. 10. Record low fertility and plummeting birth rates. 11. Unaccountable federal bureaucracies. 12. Toxic food supply. 13. Vaccine and pandemic disinformation. 14. The trans contagion and sterilization of children. 15. Overprescription of pharmaceuticals. 16. Destruction of the nuclear family and parental rights. 17. DEI and the new racism. 18. Moral and societal decay. 19. The financing of endless foreign wars. 20. The sprawling surveillance state. 21, the centralization and consolidation of government power. 22, the destruction of trust in institutions. 23, the censorship industrial complex. 24, state media propaganda. 25, the smearing of those who challenge it. We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.